The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show. Over the past two decades, we have had the opportunity to serve and help so many listeners. We do that by bringing on respected educators in all fields of health and wellness. We pride ourselves on keeping consumers in the know about our ever-changing healthcare system and ways to support the body. Each week, with the help of our special guests and experts, we have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today right here on Forever Young. Whether you're listening on our traditional radio dials out there, Sirius XM, or any of our podcast platform, welcome to the program. We've been here well over two decades, and our mission is always to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information. If you'd like to learn more about the show, it's very easy. All you have to do is go to foreveryoungradio.com. Again, that's foreveryoungradio.com. There you can listen to over 400 podcast episodes, wonderful articles provided by members of our show, especially Dr. Mark Stangler, America's natural doctor, who's going to be joining us today, which I'm so excited about. We are going to be talking about leaky gut. If you'd like to learn more, please visit our sister site at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Again, that's americasnaturaldoctor.com. Hey, Dr. Mark, so excited to have you on the show with me again today. How are you?
Great. How are you doing, Kelly?
I'm doing good. I think I'm a little less busy than you, considering you see patients each and every day, and you're seeing them from all different walks of life and health conditions. And I'm sure with the flu and everything that's been going around, you and Dr. Angela Stangler have been very busy.
Well, you're right. You're correct.
You know, so thank you for always doing so well for the people out there, especially listeners of the show or people in the community or across the country. Now, Dr. Mark, we have a big show planned today, leaky gut. I mean, I think we have educated it on in the past. You are a wonderful educator because firsthand you have seen patients dealing with this. But what are we really looking at when we're looking at the main causes of leaky gut? Is it just because maybe somebody overate, or is this something that's very serious that people are contending with out there?
Right. Well, leaky gut, also known as increased intestinal permeability, is a major problem for millions of people in America. The scientific literature is very clear. It is a very common problem. A lot of people have it. For a lot of people, it's not being addressed. And you know, Kelly, with the digestive system being one of the core health systems of the body, in other words, if you have problems in your digestive system, you're probably going to have problems throughout the whole body, your immune system, your brain, your skin, your energy level, your mood, all these types of things. This is what the literature is showing. And so with leaky gut, essentially, it's focused in on the small intestine where the absorption takes place. And if the lining of the small intestine is not healthy, basically you start getting your immune system reacting to particles, foods, agents that get into your GI tract more than normal, creating not only inflammation and digestive problems, but whole body inflammation and disruption. As well, you get dysbiosis or imbalance of the flora or the bacteria in your gut. And that creates a whole host of problems too. And so basically what we know now is that if you have a leaky gut, and a lot of people, because of the American diet, because of stress, because of medications they take, like the proton pump inhibitors for acid reflux, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, the ibuprofen, the acetaminophen, you know, pain medications, and many other reasons, basically what happens is you get damage to that intestinal lining, and then you get malabsorption, you get inflammation in your gut, you get whole body inflammation. So it is a big problem.
How often are patients surprised that the digestive tract or any of these issues that are coming along, it could potentially play a role in immune function? Is that something that patients are shocked when you tell them about?
Yes, most people are not aware of that. I mean, we do find people are very much in natural health, like your listeners, you know, have heard about the connection. But what we know now is the connection goes much further than anyone thought. When you look in the mainstream medical literature, what you find is this axis between the gut and all the organs of the body. So just as some quick examples, it's been recognized that there is a linkage between the brain and the gut. They call it the gut-brain axis. There's a linkage between the skin and your gut directly. There is a linkage between your liver and your gut, for example. The literature shows your bladder, your prostate, your muscles, your bones, every system of the body, there's this basically direct communication between your gut and the different organ systems of the body. And so when people have problems, different health problems, it could be the major cause could be leaky gut, or it could be a minor cause, but nevertheless, it often is involved in a person's health.
Wow, that's pretty big. And I know that when we talk about this, and people are looking for information on this, and I think why people are thirsty and looking for that is because it seems like modern medicine recognizes leaky gut, but it's not really addressed with normal GPs. Why do you think that is, Dr. Mark?
Well, I think, you know, it's recognized in the medical literature without a doubt. I mean, you know, I've looked and there's dozens and dozens of all mainstream, you know, medical journals that recognize leaky gut. I mean, even institutions like Harvard Health, I mean, they've written articles recognizing leaky gut. We've got mainstream medical journals, like I said, like Frontiers in Immunology. And this is very like conventional, very mainstream. And when people like that are recognizing that leaky gut is a problem, it's real, it exists, then, you know, you can see that, you can't deny it. However, your average practitioner out there, say like family doctors, maybe specialists, they are not aware that leaky gut occurs in people without even serious disease. Your average doctor out there thinks that if you have things like, say, Crohn's disease or colitis, very severe cases, you might have leaky gut. They don't realize the average person can have it too.
Wow, that's pretty big, because I think it increases when I read some of the literature that you've put out there and some of the studies that you follow, it could really increase your risk of additional diseases that we're trying to avoid. So maybe when we come back from the break, Dr. Mark, I could pick your brain on that. But in the meantime, I hope our listeners will go over and check out your site, americasnaturaldoctor.com, and read some of the articles that you've put out on leaky gut. We'll be right back after the break.
Regular exercise and staying healthy has repeatedly been proven to be the most important way to stay healthy. But let's face it, being an adult can be demanding and stressful. After age 35, it gets harder for people to muster up the motivation to keep the daily exercise going. Work, kids, combined with diminishing hormone levels, can leave us with low energy, lack of sleep, and a poor overall outlook. After age 30, DHEA levels start to decline, which is when many adults start to gain weight, lack energy, libido, and drive. Twist 25 DHEA cream puts exactly what the body makes naturally, bioidentical DHEA, in the skin, where the body processes it. As a base building block for hormones, DHEA gives the body the foundation it uses to make hormones, especially the good ones like androgens and estrogens, the feel-good hormones. So for a little advantage, use Twist 25 DHEA cream. Make your own hormones. 1-888-489-4782. That's 888-489-4782. Or visit twist25.com. 888-489-4782.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, special treat this week, being joined by America's Natural Doctor, Mark Stangler. And I feel like that is so small when I introduce you, Dr. Mark, because I know all the hard work that you put in each and every day and what a great educator you are. And I mean, Doctor of the Decade, Doctor of the Year that you were nominated for. And again, it's always a pleasure when you carve out the time to join me on the program, because our listeners benefit so much. So again, thanks for being with me today, Dr. Mark.
Hey, thank you.
Always. So before we went to the break, you were giving us a little bit of a breakdown on leaky gut, what could attribute to that. But I wanted to kind of pick your brain, because at the end of that last segment, I wanted to ask you about if there could potentially be a correlation between other diseases when people are dealing with leaky gut.
Oh, for sure. And this we again see in the literature very, very clearly. So first, there's the obvious. People have leaky gut. Studies show they're more likely to have things like irritable bowel syndrome, the most common digestive problem that people have We mentioned the Crohn's disease, the colitis. That's been very well studied. People with celiac disease or undiagnosed celiac disease, or people with gluten sensitivity, a lot of research showing that that is associated with leaky gut. But it goes way beyond that. We now know that leaky gut is very common and can contribute in many ways to conditions such as diabetes. Who would ever think that? And that's because diabetes is a condition of inflammation as well. People with chronic kidney disease, there's research on cancer, heart disease, even conditions like anxiety and depression. So, you know, and these are just some examples. Essentially, every system of the body, you can pretty much find a connection in the research.
Wow. And you think about how many people out there may be dealing with this particular issue and not really realizing, but we'll talk about that later in the show. Now, we can't do a show about leaky gut, digestion, or any of that without talking about the microbiome. Let's kind of talk about that, Dr. Mark. I mean, there's a lot of research, a lot of studies, a lot more conversations in the last decade on the microbiome than probably when you started almost 30 years ago, I would say.
Right, right. Well, the microbiome, it's really a term that refers to more than what people think. You know, in the past, we think of the microbiome, we think of the bacteria in the gut. Now we know that the microbiome is much more than that. It's the bacteria in our gut, you know, good and the bad, and the balance of them. It also includes fungi or fungal organisms. It also includes viruses. So what they have found is we have about 100 trillion microbes in our body. Most of them are in our gut. Our gut has about 1,000 different species of bacteria. And so these organisms interact with one another in the microbiome, and there's a symbiotic relationship between the gut microbiome and the rest of the body. So what they found is, just like the leaky gut, the balance of the microbiome, there is a direct communication system with our heart and cardiovascular system, with our immune system, with our brain, and so on. And so if you have problems with the balance of the microbiome, things like dysbiosis, imbalance of the bacteria, for example, in the gut, or maybe you got fungal overgrowth from antibiotics, things like that, it's probably going to affect you systemically in the rest of your body. So, you know, we kind of have two things going on. You can have the leaky gut, but if you're like a lot of people, because of diet, because of stress, because of chlorinated water, from antibiotics and other medications, from other medications like PPIs, medications for heartburn, you get imbalances in the gut microbiome that also worsens or creates the leaky gut. So there's quite this kind of connection going on here. And then there's a connection to the rest of the body.
But I wanted to know if you could share any of the publications that you had previously shared with me in the Nutritional Journal and kind of what they reported when we're talking about the gut microbiome and the direct influence on the gut wall integrity, because I don't think a lot of people think about that. And I think that's where all the workers are stored, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, you're right. So publications like the Nutritional Journal, the researchers there have found that the microbiome can positively or negatively affect the gut lining. And it does this through its effects on genes that create that natural mucus layer in your gut. A lot of people are surprised to find out that both our stomach and small intestine have our natural mucus layer. And from diet, from stress, from alcohol, again, from medications, say like non-steroidal anti-inflammatory pain relievers, it erodes that mucus layer, and then you get damage. You get damage to the natural layer of your gut, and that leads to all sorts of problems. And so there's a direct connection. As well, we know that when you have imbalances in the gut microbiome, again, what we call dysbiosis, studies show that people with that condition can have more problems with obesity. They can have more problems in developing type 2 diabetes, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So there's all, again, these connections from the bacteria in your gut and affecting all the other organ systems of the body.
Yeah, and we're seeing so many people be diagnosed, especially with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And again, you have a wonderful article that you placed. You might have to go to page 2 or 3 on americasnaturaldoctor.com under the health breakthroughs. But do yourself a favor and go and check that out, because that was something that I was diagnosed with a couple years ago. I was able to get myself into a normal zone. And a lot of those were based on the recommendations that you gave me, Dr. Mark Stengler. Now, one of the things I wanted to talk about that we didn't really plan on is you see a lot of cancer patients. Maybe you help them before their chemo, or maybe you help them after. I couldn't imagine that their guts are very healthy after going through what they went through. Do you generally recommend, you know, a protocol or a probiotic or something like that before or after a chemo?
Well, with my patients, I like to be, you know, proactive. And so when they're going to be getting the chemotherapy and radiation, which has definitely been shown in the published literature, it causes leaky gut. And it also causes dysbiosis. We want to be ahead of the curve. So we're having people eating prebiotic and probiotic rich foods in the diet, mm-hmm. possibly supplements with those too, depending on how they're mm-hmm. doing. And certainly afterwards, for several months, to heal up that leaky gut when you get those treatments. Because when you're talking about cancer, first of all, it is a disease of inflammation. We know most of the immune system is found in the gut, mm-hmm. especially in the small intestine, all this gut lymphoid tissue. That's 70% of the production of your immune response. And so that includes inflammation. So since inflammation triggers or worsens cancer, we have to control that inflammation in a large degree through the gut, number one. Number two, obviously, you absorb your nutrients through the small intestine. And so if you have nutritional deficiencies, say like vitamin D, for example, other nutrients which control the immune system also influence cell division, things like folate and B12 and other B vitamins. I mean, that's problematic. So for people who want to work on preventing cancer, who have cancer, you have to at least in part work through creating gut health so your body inflammation and your immune system is functioning properly.
Move on to gut-brain access. Earlier in the first segment, we kind of alluded to that. What would you like to share about the gut-brain access, especially when we're talking about things like leaky gut?
Yeah. Well, the first thing is it is acknowledged in medicine. There is such a thing as a gut-brain access, and it actually works both ways. So let's just say you're under stress, you have negative thoughts. What they have shown is there's a direct communication through your nervous system, as well as hormones and neurotransmitters to your gut. And over time, that can lead to abnormal changes, such as damaging the leaky gut, such as creating dysbiosis. But it goes the opposite way, too. If you have leaky gut and you're creating inflammatory compounds, or you have dysbiosis, balance in the flora in the gut, that actually communicates up to the brain as well, creates brain inflammation, creates neurotransmitter imbalance. In the past, they've done a lot of studies in people with leaky gut with conditions such as autism, like people with autism and gluten allergy or sensitivity, finding a connection there. But since then, they have found in mainstream journals like the journal Microorganisms, they have shown a link between leaky gut, dysbiosis, and negative impacts on the brain. And the reason for that is, Kelly, we have an organ actually called the blood-brain barrier. Hmm. And this is a surrounding of the brain, which basically is like a gateway. What can get into the brain and what can't? Obviously, we don't want toxins and inflammatory compounds getting into the brain itself. And so this is a protective mechanism that's, you know, been designed by our creator. But when you have leaky gut, it can cause disruptions in that blood-brain barrier. And now there's research showing that when you have a breakdown in that blood-brain barrier from things like leaky gut, it can lead to or contribute to major psychiatric illnesses, such as research on dementia, Alzheimer's, depression, schizophrenia, multiple sclerosis, brain cancers, Lou Gehrig's disease, even meningitis. So again, we can see how important it is to have a healthy gut, to have a healthy brain.
When people start to get brain fog or they start to really have that cognitive impairment, that's when they start wanting to do something and figure out what's going on with their health, because that's pretty scary. Dr. Mark, I'm sure you've seen patients for a number of years and maybe they come in, they start complaining about those issues. That's pretty scary, I would say, right?
Well, absolutely. We always want to treat the root cause. And one thing people are very surprised to find out, and most doctors don't know this, Kelly, but we actually produce more of the neurotransmitters often associated as being produced by the brain, you know, things like serotonin, things like that. We produce more in the gut than we do in the brain itself. So if you want to have good neurotransmitter balance, a lot of it starts in the gut.
Well, what is ACTH, Dr. Mark? Because I know that you've written about that before.
Well, that is a hormone released by the brain when we're under stress, and then it signals the adrenal glands to release stress hormones. And so when there's high levels of that because of perceived stress, what we know is high levels of the stress hormone cortisol, it actually causes degeneration of your small intestine, leading to leaky gut, and it actually changes your microbiome in a bad way, leading to dysbiosis. So that's directly why stress and stress hormones can cause gut problems, leaky gut, digestive problems, and dysbiosis.
Again, if people want to learn more about you, Dr. Mark, it's really easy. All they have to do is go to your website. That is americasnaturaldoctor.com. We'll be right back after the break.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
What's your age? That's A-G-E, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a special treat, America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler, is with us today. Again, you can go to foreveryoungradio.com. We have over 400 podcast episodes. I'm proud to say, I would say 60% of those are with our good friend, Dr. Mark Stangler. So go and check those out. We talk about all kinds of different topics throughout those podcasts, really something for everybody. And again, to learn more about Dr. Mark, you can simply do that at americasnaturaldoctor.com, or you can learn more about his clinic. That's markstangler.com. Well, Dr. Mark, here we are. We're talking about leaky gut. I remember not to digress, but when the pandemic started, right? I mean, you and I were talking about it. What is the future going to look like? Well, we're 3 years plus in, and now we're dealing with the ramifications of different health conditions that people are dealing with after a COVID positive test, or some of the other choices that they made. Dr. Mark, let me ask you something. Does leaky gut or digestive issues, have you seen a rise in that in any way after the pandemic?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely you've seen a lot more people with chronic digestive problems. I mean, look, we all know that a lot of people, they experience chronic nausea after having this virus. People experience loss of taste and smell. You know, it's part of the digestive system. But interestingly, in the mainstream literature, I'm going to give you the journal just to show you. It's the journal Therapeutic Advances in Gastroenterology. Obviously, very mainstream and, you know, not like pro-natural medicine. And what they did is they analyzed 50 studies of people who had long COVID, you know, people who had ongoing symptoms of COVID, which is millions and millions of people in America. And they found, analyzing these 50 studies of people with long COVID or long haulers, that 22% of them experienced loss of appetite, indigestion, irritable bowel syndrome, loss of taste, and abdominal pain. So we can see that this pandemic has resulted in people developing chronic digestive problems, not like people in America didn't have enough problems as it is with the digestion. Yeah. And the reason for that is, Kelly, is we've heard that term ACE2 receptors, you know, that the virus attaches to. Well, we have ACE2 receptors not only in our blood vessels, but we have them in our digestive tract. And these spike proteins attach to them, and they cause an activation, which seems to cause cell inflammation and damage, you know, in the gut. And so that's why they have found that even the people who've had long COVID, they have bad changes in the microbiome. They get that dysbiosis. So this is what they have found, and this is, yes, what we see.
I've noticed with people, Dr. Mark, when they have digestive issues or they have little things that go on, they kind of keep it private. They don't really talk to their doctor much about it, and they need to. I mean, we're proving how digestion runs a lot of our immunity just by having this conversation today.
Well, absolutely. I mean, like I said, you can't have good health if you're having problems in the gut. And so, you know, the key I think people are taking away from what we're talking about is, yes, leaky gut dysbiosis obviously are big problems for people who have known digestive problems, the irritable bowel syndrome, you know, the colitis, the inflammatory bowel diseases, the Crohn's disease, these types of things. However, the takeaway is it affects the whole body, all the systems of the body. And so if you want to prevent problems throughout the body, you want to optimize your health, or if you have other problems in your body, all these different organ systems, you know, diseases, conditions, you should be looking at the gut as a link to these issues.
Great point. And another issue that we're seeing, and especially since you started talking about the microbiota and, you know, our gut health and all that stuff, isn't that responsible for a lot of the insulin and blood sugar that we're bringing into our body? Let's talk about blood sugar regulation.
Well, it's very important. 70% of American adults have insulin resistance. And that's 70%. That's a lot of people. And so there's the obvious things people know about, you know, simple carbohydrates, simple sugars, getting exercise and all that. But do they know the direct connection between leaky gut, dysbiosis, and the risk of diabetes? You look at mainstream journals like the journal Diabetes and Metabolism. They published an article with the title Increased Intestinal Permeability, which means leaky gut, as a risk factor for type 2 diabetes. And basically what they have found was there's a connection between leaky gut, problems with the microbiome, and the ability to regulate blood sugar and insulin. And so the same researchers found, or I'm quoting them now, they say symptoms of diabetic patients can be improved by modifying the gut microbiota or gut microbiome. They found that the metabolites of a healthy microbiome, they basically get a healthy microbiome will produce these what we call these short-chain fatty acids. And these short-chain fatty acids, when you produce them in your gut like you should with a healthy gut, they play a role in balancing your glucose or your blood sugar within the gut and the rest of the body. And so they also affect how your pancreas releases insulin, which obviously is the main hormone in blood sugar regulation. So this is the connection between blood sugar regulation, insulin resistance, and the gut.
You're a foodie, Dr. Mark. That's one of the things I love about you. You love the Mediterranean diet. You're always looking for foods and great ways to help with cognition, the body, and inflammation. But when we're talking about leaky gut, what are some of the best foods that people would want to incorporate when they're dealing with that particular situation?
Well, a couple of things. I usually break it down into two categories in the best foods. One is the prebiotics and the probiotics. Let's start with the probiotic-rich foods. People are somewhat familiar with those, especially when it comes to yogurt. If you get a low-sugar yogurt rich in the natural bacteria, that obviously is very, very good. There's non-dairy sources people can have because a lot of people are dairy sensitive. But think of all the other foods people can use. Kombucha, which is popular nowadays, kefir, sauerkraut. You got the Asian type foods like kimchi, miso, for example. You have things like sour pickles, tempeh, natto, soft cheeses. So there are several foods which will help to supply good bacteria to the gut, and tremendous studies on them showing they help to heal the gut and obviously the microbiome. And then we have what are called the prebiotics. And the prebiotics are basically just foods which feed the good flora of the gut. Now, within that category, we have things called polyphenols, which are antioxidants found in plant foods. There's over 8,000 of them. You get those in fruits, vegetables, herbs and spices, nuts and seeds. You even get them in wine and chocolate and whole grains. And they help to feed the good bacteria in your gut. So there are several foods that people can eat which are going to feed the good bacteria in the gut, which is very, very important.
But let's talk about the dual benefit that polyphenols have kind of shown. I think you've coined a word or you found a word. What is that, Dr. Mark?
Oh, yeah, there is a term in literature. Yes, there is a term in literature called duplibiotics or duplibiotics, okay. Dupla like duplication.
Yeah.
And that's basically just, you know, showing how there's a dual benefit to polyphenols. So they stimulate the growth of friendly bacteria or flora in your gut, but they also reduce the harmful bacteria. So we always talk about getting the good bacteria in the gut, which obviously is important. There's even, you know, other healthy microorganisms. But what about the bacteria, parasites, other organisms which shouldn't be in your gut, at least at certain levels? You know, we want to reduce those because they create problems. They create problems with inflammation, absorption, and all that. So these polyphenols actually reduce the levels of these harmful organisms, which can promote gut healing. And which, by the way, as you know, the Mediterranean diet is very rich in polyphenols, and the Mediterranean diet itself has been shown to help heal up leaky gut, or at least promote leaky gut health.
Which is awesome. There's so much great research on the Mediterranean diet. Again, people can read articles at americasnaturaldoctor.com that you've put out. But Dr. Mark, I want to give you a pat on the back. You have created, I think it's about a 90-page digital download, The Truth About Leaky Gut. People can actually find that at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Link to it. It says new release at the top, or at drstangler.com. You can download it. It's normally $40. I think you can get it for $19 for being a listener of the show. Dr. Mark, tell me a little bit about the recipes. You actually hired a chef to do prebiotic recipes and probiotic recipes, but give us a little bit of information on it before we go to the break.
Well, that's true. So in the book, I go through, you know, what is leaky gut, what symptoms are. There's lab tests you want to do to confirm if you want to do that. And also, we got to treat the root causes. And so I go into that in depth, showing beyond a shadow of a doubt, it's a real condition. But, you know, what's the use of having a diagnosis of something if you don't have the treatment? And we have the treatment for it. It's very specific foods, like you talk about, the prebiotics and probiotics. So yes, I worked with a nutrition-oriented chef, a holistic nutritionist, and we created 2 weeks of prebiotic meal planning, as well as 2 weeks of probiotic meal planning. And so what we're finding is there are some companies with great probiotics, prebiotic supplements, and you have these people on your show, and those are, you know, the best quality. But it's also important to get these things in the diet, you know, to create that intestinal health, that good microbiome. And so if you just pick a few of these recipes, use them a few times a week, you're going to help promote gut health and really change your digestive system and your overall health. And then I get into supplements as well, Kelly, the key supplements shown to help with leaky gut and dysbiosis.
If you'd like to get your own copy of the wonderful digital download, The Truth About Leaky Gut, you can do so at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Again, right there on the homepage, you'll see a beautiful image. You can link and go directly. Please take advantage of that so you can learn a little bit more about that. As a special discount, just for being a listener of the show, I think you can get it for $19 today. And again, you can share that, kind of read it with your friends and family, and recommend it to your friends and family. We'll be right back after the break.
At the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine, our mission is to serve our patients to the best of our ability each and every day. This is why, for your convenience and peace of mind, we are now virtually coming to you from the comfort of your own home in the form of telephone consultations. America's Natural Doctor, Mark Stangler, and the highly trained holistic doctor he works with will help you to take control and be proactive in managing your health, and will also help you to uncover those root causes of your symptoms with state-of-the-art lab testing, so you can get the clearest possible picture of your current health, and then some recommended natural and integrated targeted treatment and preventative modalities so you can achieve your long-term health goals. Scheduling an appointment is easy. Simply call us at 855-DOC-MARK to arrange a telephone consultation. Mention the code FOREVERYOUNG to get a special listener's discount. To learn more, please visit markstangler.com. That's markstangler.com. Or call today 1-855-DOC-MARK. That's 1-855-DOC M-A-R-K.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at emeraldlabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company. That's emeraldlabs.com.
We all know using quality supplements is key to providing the body with the proper nutrients it needs, but taking a handful of pills each day can be challenging and expensive. Immune Health is proud to introduce Commune, the next level in immune support. Commune is a breakthrough 5-in-1 formula containing quercetin phytosome, clinically proven to have up to 20 times more absorption than regular unformulated quercetin, plus chelated zinc from Albion, vitamin D3, vitamin C as pure whey C, and vitamin K2. The 5 best researched ingredients for immune support in one convenient and comprehensive formula. Commune is gluten-free, vegetarian, and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee.
To learn more about Commune, visit BetterImmuneSupport.com. That's BetterImmuneSupport.com. You can get 25% off your first order using the code FOREVER25. That's forever, the number 2, the number 5, at BetterImmuneSupport.com. Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation, sharing all things leaky gut with our very special guest, Dr. Mark Stengler, America's natural doctor. Again, when people listen to the show, you listen all across the country. Again, we are heard syndicated that way on traditional radio, or if you're listening on the podcast, Dr. Mark and his wife, Dr. Angela Stengler, who also is at the practice, they do telemedicine. So maybe if in your neck of the woods, you're not getting the information you'd like, you're not seeing it, great naturopathic medical doctor, give them a call. That number is 855-DOC-MARK. Again, that's 855-DOC-MARK. All right, Dr. Mark, here we are. We're back. Now, we couldn't do any show on digestion without talking about stress, because I'm sure stress really plays a number on the gut. What can you say about that, Dr. Mark?
Well, it's been well researched, going back to that gut-brain axis, and it's bidirectional. So when you're under stress, a couple things happen. Your nervous system, through nerves such as the vagus nerve, which I know you mentioned, the vagus nerve is one of the cranial nerves, comes from the brain, the longest nerve in the body. But when you follow that nerve, it goes to key areas, it goes through the lungs, the diaphragm, but goes into not only the heart, but down to the digestive system. And so it's going to release messaging to the gut when you're under stress. And how's your body react under stress? Well, it's going to focus on the metabolism of the brain and the muscles. It wants blood flow. It wants activity of the brain and muscles, and diverts the attention to the digestive system. So you're going to get less nervous system input to the digestive system, telling you to, activate your organs to break down food, to heal that mucus layer in the gut, this natural cell turnover in the gut. And it's going to focus on the brain and the muscles. And we know that when you have less blood flow to your digestive organs, let's say like the small intestine, it's going to lead to an unhealthy cellular environment. And so our small intestine, like other areas of the body, it regenerates itself. But if you're not getting the circulation and bring the oxygen, bring the nutrients, you're going to get an unhealthy intestinal lining. So that's one of the ways. The second way is we also do release neurotransmitters, neurohormones, they call them, that also give messages to the gut. And one of the hormones is cortisol, which I mentioned, and high levels of cortisol over long periods of time, that leads to degeneration of the gut wall. It also causes a breakdown of the microbiome. So that's when people aren't handling their stress well, that's how it can directly impact their gut.
Wow, that's huge. And you've put out really good papers and articles too on even how potentially high amounts of stress, long-term stress, can lead to a leaching in B vitamins. I encourage people to go and check that out too, because that was very eye-opening for a lot of people out there. Because, I think when people are stressed, they just think about, oh goodness, I'm not feeling myself, but the havoc it wreaks in your body. Again, as much as we can do things in our life, whether it's prayer, whether it's volunteering, whether it's a hobby, doing things that you like, please find a way in some way to mitigate stress. Short-term stress, we understand things can happen. But if this is something that's really taken a hold on you and stress has different health conditions come up in your life, please take a look at that. Now, Dr. Mark, testing. I think that if somebody's like, oh goodness, I think I might have leaky gut, you really shouldn't guess about it. You should test about it, right?
Well, I mean, a lot of people, unfortunately, they don't have access to doctors to do the testing. This type of testing is available. So, if you have the classic symptoms of leaky gut and dysbiosis like we're talking about, certainly, in my opinion, you can incorporate the dietary recommendations, some of the supplement recommendations. Obviously, whenever you have serious diseases, always consult with your doctor. But people can just directly do it and see how they respond. But yes, you can objectively test these things, and it's been around for a while. One of the ways to test is you can in the stool or in the blood, you can measure a family of proteins known as zonulin. So it's a biomarker to assess gut permeability. And so basically, our Creator has designed the gut such that when there's harmful toxins or microorganisms entering the small intestine, our body will release zonulin. And what that does, it opens up the small intestine gates, if you will, to let these things go through more quickly, so it's not damaging our small intestine so quickly. But we can measure that, again, in the blood or stool. And so if the zonulin levels are high, then that's indicating increased intestinal permeability or leaky gut. And they have done studies showing people with elevated blood levels of zonulin. These people are more likely to have celiac disease, irritable bowel syndrome. And so, again, this is something people can measure. There's other markers people can test. I talk about them in the book. We don't have to get into too much details, but one other one I'll mention is called LPS, stands for lipopolysaccharides. And that's basically when you have bacteria, components from bacteria, which should not be absorbed from the gut into your bloodstream. And so obviously, if you're seeing those at elevated levels in the bloodstream, then we know that you have leaky gut because it should not be being absorbed through. And there's ways you can measure that in the blood. And those are just a few of the examples of, you know, ways people can detect leaky gut.
And is that why it's called leaky gut, Dr. Mark? Is because you're getting particles in the bloodstream, you're seeing different things. Why do you think they coined it leaky gut?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's really two ways to refer to it. Increased intestinal permeability. Our small intestine is a gateway inside the body. And so certain particles should be absorbed through the small intestine wall, and the rest should not be. So it's like a gateway. And so when there's damage to the small intestine wall, it becomes leaky and you're getting things absorbing through the small intestine that shouldn't. Your immune system reacts to those in the bloodstream, creates an inflammatory response. But there's also a localized effect right in the gut itself because it's so rich in antibodies, in lymphoid tissue, and an immune response that it creates a localized response as well. So both in the blood and in the gut itself, creating an inflammatory disease-oriented reaction when it's chronic. I mean, remember, inflammation isn't bad in itself. It's part of the design of the body. It helps to bring the immune system in to deal with things like infections, for example, or to heal things up. But when it becomes chronic, we don't treat the root causes of it, then you can get tissue breakdown, degeneration.
And the truth about leaky gut, which people can go and purchase that download. Again, you can do it at americasnaturaldoctor.com. You also go into like a supplement protocol. Now, we don't have a lot of time to go through all of it, but what are your favorites and ones that you actually give to your patients there at the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine?
Yeah, well, certainly, you know, we like to give good probiotics, helping establish that good bacteria, which in of itself helps the lining of the gut. I use herbs like aloe vera extract, DGL licorice extract, glutamine, the amino acid glutamine, quercetin. These things all been shown in studies, and I see it with patients, to help heal up the lining of the gut. Even collagen, even certain types of collagen have been shown to help heal up the lining of the gut. So there are things people can do beyond the diet, the stress reduction, the exercise, to help accelerate the healing of the gut. So this is good news.
And Dr. Mark, just one more question. Again, I always love to pick your brain. Now, is there a certain group of people or demographic that is potentially more susceptible to getting leaky gut?
Well, I have kind of a quick key, if you will, to consider if the likelihood of you, if you have leaky gut or dysbiosis. And I'll go through it real quick here for you, Kelly. Number one, the obvious one, if you consume an unhealthy diet, if you overconsume alcohol. Now, if you have these digestive symptoms, gas, bloating, abdominal distension, constipation or diarrhea, in a chronic basis, I'd be, you know, concerned you have leaky gut and dysbiosis. Now, if you have a diagnosis of digestive illnesses such as inflammatory bowel disease, irritable bowel syndrome, small intestine bacterial overgrowth known as SIBO, if you have bad breath, also if you have any chronic health condition or disease, you know, whether it be the skin, brain, muscle, joints, consider you got leaky gut. If you use medications I talked about regularly or semi-regularly, antibiotics, pain medications, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, you got to be concerned you've got leaky gut. Chronic stress that's not resolving. If you overtrain in sports, the literature shows you're more likely to have leaky gut. And then if you have deficiencies of vitamins and minerals, because you do need certain nutrients for gut health, like vitamin A, vitamin D, for example, you need for a healthy gut lining. So these are things to consider. You have an increased likelihood of having leaky gut, you know, if you have some of these things or a combination of them.
Really appreciate all the hard work you put in to educate our listeners, your patients, and all the good people of the world. It's just amazing, Dr. Mark. Please keep continuing what you're doing. And I hope that our listeners will go over to americasnaturaldoctor.com and buy their downloadable copy of The Truth About Leaky Gut. I mean, you talk supplement protocols in there. Again, you have those wonderful recipes, 2 weeks of prebiotic, 2 weeks of probiotic, and just really go in. And it's such a fun read. It's not like a book that talks over people's head. You have wonderful graphics in there for people to really be able to put two and two together. Again, we put that link on foreveryoungradio.com. Dr. Mark, appreciate the time today. Can't wait to talk to you again.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kelly.
And again, if you want to learn more about Dr. Mark, you can give him a call. That's 855-DOC-MARK. We'll put those links as well. And his clinic link, which is a great link, that's markstangler.com. That does it for our show today, listeners. Have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.